Welcome to Shomach Shovah Nadav, your sponsor, Lord Yishva, Asar, Be'akashol, Ne'abas Yitzchok. We're holding Bobasra Dafron Zayn. In the end of Amud Beis, the Gemara brings, Shulchon Shetamichochem Ketzat. How does a table at the Tamichochem look like? So the Gemara says, Shnei Shlishi Gdil V'Shlish Galoy. The Rashbam explains, two-thirds are covered with a tablecloth, and one-third is revealed, and that's where the food and dishes are. But the Gemara then says, Amaharitz is different. Amaharitz, he has the dishes and the food, everything there in the middle of the table. The Mefarshim go on to explain this, Al Pi Drush, in different ways. The Shlo, Shar HaTiyos, Oimek Prochasi Vov, explains as follows. He says, what it says, the Shnei Shlish or Gdil, the Shnei Shlish means two-thirds, means two parts that the Chacham does during his meal. What are the two parts that he does during the meal? A, he's learning Torah during the meal. And B, he feeds the poor. And that's called Gdil. The Torah is called Gdil because he megadal toy v'ramam toy. And to feed a poor person is called Gdil because that's Zdokah. It's the best Zdokah. And that's called Zdokah teroy mem goy. So now, what does it mean? The third is Galoy. So after he feeds the poor and he learns Torah on his Torah, on his table, so then the last third, which means the food and drink, that also joins to become like a korban in the Mizbeach. I mean, that part, which is not part of Gdil, it joins the Gdusha. It says, what's Shat? It's called Galoi, because we're talking about this Lashon Gilui. Refers to any physical thing that you do out in public, it's called Gilui. And why does it say a third? And that's another Musa Haskel we spoke about in previous Shurim, that a person should not eat fully until he's fully satisfied. He should leave a little room for himself. And that's another reason it's called Galoi, because he leaves some room open. Tabor Yoyoda says the two-thirds deal, talking about two parts of Torah, either talking about the Remez and Drash, and then they help someone to learn B'Galai, the Pshat, or two-thirds deal referring to Torah Shebichtav, the Torah Shebaalpeh, and Galai means Musaf Adacheret. So it talks about how the Tamil Chochem learns Torah. The Toldos Yaakov Yosef, Chassidish HaSefer, on Parshas Behar, explains the following. He says, what does it mean? What are the two-thirds we're talking about? He brings the Beis Yosef that says, that what's the difference between a Poyel and a Tamil Chochem? The Poyel needs to learn Shabbos all what he missed during the week. So he says, well, how does that work? It goes like this. The day is 24 hours, and it needs to be divided this way. 8 hours, person needs to learn Torah and daven. 8 hours, he has to work, and 8 hours, he has to sleep. Pasha doesn't mean sleep, but take care of his physical needs. And that's the remez. It says, as toskil, as is aleph zayin, that's 8 hours of learn Torah. As tatzliach, aleph zayin, to go and work. As yashanti, aleph zayin, to sleep. So he does a cheshbon like this. The workers, how long do they spend from the 8 hours they need to? They also have to go and daven. So he says that they spend in davening 3 hours. It's probably a different generation where davening took 3 hours. So 3 hours is the davening. So what they're not using is 5 hours a day that the Chochem is using. How many days are you supposed to use that? That's 5 days a week, because Friday anyway we're busy with Achanus to Shabbos. So 5 times 5 is 25. Now Shabbos is 25 hours, right? Because you have 24 hours is one day, plus you have to do Tosefes Shabbos another hour. So the entire Shabbos is 25 hours. So the 25 hours of Shabbos, they replace the 25 hours the Poyalim missed during the week. So that's a nice word that he says based on what the Poyalim have to mashlim. But what do you learn from this whole point, says the Toldos Yaakov Yosef? That the way it's supposed to be is supposed to be a third in Torah, and a third in work, and a third in sleep. But the Tamil Chochem, even the third that he's working, is also Oisik B'Torah. Because he's thinking and learning, and he's dealing with learning, even the time that he's working. So by him, he has learning two-thirds of the day. He's learning the 8 hours he's supposed to, and another 8 hours that he's working as well. So he says that's what it means, that the table of Tamil Chochem is two-thirds G'dil. Means that he connects together the Ruchni and the Gashmi, the learning Torah and the work. He's G'dil them together. And then the last third for sleeping and other needs, that's galoi, that's even Tamil Chochem does without being busy and learning. Mashenken Amaretz, His whole table has nothing to do with learning, nothing to do, he's not connect any learning. Everything is only to be busy with the eating and drinking and indulging this world. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list, what's a group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.